Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Happy Veterans Day to all of you who are veterans, and I know all of you who aren't veterans would like to say through me, and I'll do it for you, Happy Veterans Day, and to say how proud we are of our men and women who have put on the uniform, who've stood a post around the world. And one of those individuals is our guest this half hour, and our new friend, Wade Hapshe, is a Deputy Director of Public Relations for the American Legion National Headquarters in beautiful downtown Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us from there to talk to us about this issue, these people that who are so worthy of our admiration, of which he is one. Wade, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, and thank you for all the things that the American Legion does on behalf of veterans, Wade, and we're going to get into some of those in just a minute. But before we do, I want you to help me love up our veterans and talk. Well, let's talk a little bit about how much we admire them. And I've got a few numbers here, Wade, that hopefully we'll track with the numbers that you guys keep up with. And that's how many veterans there are out there. According to my records, Bob Dillenschneider, one of our Brain Trust members, sent me a piece yesterday that reminded me that there are almost 25 million veterans in the United States alive today.
That is correct. There's about 25 million, and that number is...
That's almost 10% of the population.
That's correct, and that number is going to increase as the war continues over there and as our men and women continue to join the service. And the American Legion is going to be there for them every step of the way.
You know, if it weren't for veterans, if it weren't for the men and women who were prepared to stand up and fight for our freedoms, we wouldn't have... The United States wouldn't be here today, would it?
It wouldn't. All the freedoms that we have, and sometimes that comfort zone just gets just a little bit too comfortable, that folks take for granted what they have every day, and they don't realize that everything that they have was made possible by our soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, and Coast Guardsmen. And that's the way it always has been and the way it always will be.
These people not only inconvenienced themselves, put their lives on hold to go and to defend something that was greater than themselves, but they put their lives on the line, and some of them paid the ultimate price. And, you know, as much as we don't like to think of it like this, Wade, one of the things that I remind people about is sometimes the first answer to a prayer for peace is war. And it's not that we pick those fights. It's thrust upon us for whatever reason, and you know, something else that I think is pretty special about what America has done around the world. And Colin Powell said this when he was Secretary of State. He said the United States is the only country when it conquers another nation, when it defeats another nation in war, it's the only country in the history of mankind that gives the country back to the people and only asks for enough real estate to bury their dead. That's a pretty strong statement, isn't it?
It sure is. There is that element of society in any society that's, let's just say maybe the cheese fell off the cracker sometime in the past.
Yeah.
You look at history, you look
can
at...
Can I quote you? Can I use that sometime? Well, that's a good one.
Well, you know, I'm a Texas Aggie. I guess those things kind of float in my mind sometimes.
I didn't think that sounded like an Indianapolis term. Okay, go ahead.
But what I was getting at was that, you know, you look at the Saddam Hussein regime, Al-Qaeda, you look at the Tojo regime in Japan, you have that element, that very scary element in societies that initiate these wars, these acts of aggressions, terrorism, and we don't start the fight. We do our best to end it quickly. And when we do turn the countries back over, we do help them get back on their feet, and they become our allies. That's just another part, an extended part of what the soldier and soldiering is all about, restoring peace and order.
Mm-hmm.
A hardened veteran soldier would be the first one to tell you that they do not like war. And anybody who's been in a battlefield, anybody who's served, whether it was stateside or in a theater, can back us up on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a pleasant thing that we like to do, but for the sake of freedom, in every country, in our country, so that our children and our children's children can live in that freedom and enjoy the American core values that we have as a result of our veterans shedding their blood for us.
It really troubles me, Wade, to see the mainstream media portray Iraq as one solid terrorist, one solid violent part of the world, when the truth is that it's not that way at all. There is violence. There are a lot of hateful, ugly things going on over there. But the majority of Iraq is peaceful, and people are going about their lives. We report that on this show. We have people come on the show from Iraq who are helping to build that economy over there, helping those people to have some self-determination over there. We have them come on the show, and I ask them, I say, is Iraq in chaos the way it shows on CNN and other of these cable networks? And they say, well, no. Yeah, there was a bomb yesterday, but that was on two streets in Baghdad. This is a big country with 25 million people.
I'm glad you brought that up.
My point, Wade, is that I think that's disrespectful to the 100-something thousand men and women who are in Iraq trying to do good things.
It is disrespectful. I can tell you that I have friends of mine, colleagues, legionnaires who are serving in Iraq on our second and third tours, and every one of them that I know volunteered to go back.
Right.
They were hoping to go back, and they got called. Our national commander, Tom Bach, from Colorado, his son is on a second tour, and he's coming back soon. Our national adjutant, Bob Spinogle, his son had at least, he served in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And another friend of ours from our American Legion College, Sergeant Major Lori Daly, who's serving over in Baghdad, is finishing up her tour, and they're proud of what they're doing. The stories that we hear from them and countless hundreds of our veterans over there is that we're doing the right thing. These children can smile.
Have you seen the Kurdish commercial? Have you seen the commercial, the thank you commercial from the Kurds?
Uh-huh.
Is that a beautiful thing or not, or what?
It's beautiful. And
folks,
if
you haven't seen this, this is from the Kurdish area, the region of the northern part of Iraq. The people of the Kurdish region, the Kurds in northern Iraq, have produced a commercial, and they show video of all these Kurds, all these little children, all these adults, some of them holding up their finger where they voted, and they're saying, thank you, America. That's a great one, isn't it?
It sure is, and I've had friends of mine tell me that some of the Iraqis would have like a send-off reception. Thank you for coming over. Thank you for serving.
But all we hear about in the news is the opposite of that. And folks, I think we got to take some of that news with a grain of salt. You're not getting all the information that's really should be coming out over there when you just listen to the mainstream press. 20 after, we're going to be right back and celebrate our veterans some more with Wade Habshe. He's with the American Legion. Stay with us.
I spent a lot of money and I spent a lot of time.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog. I hope you'll do that. It's a lot of fun. If you've never subscribed to a blog before, folks, it's new technology. Real simple syndication. You can get it all right there. You can find it all about it. You can read about it. You can get the technology. You can link to the technology from our site, from the blog, on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And it's free. The whole thing's free. The blog's free. The technology's free. Just use it to your little heart's content, and it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. So check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of exciting stuff going on there at the website. And if you want to know what I look like, and I can't imagine why, but some people do, and so you can find that out on the website too. Wade Habshe is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's Deputy Director of Public Relations at the American Legion. And Wade, you guys have a website too, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's www.legion.org.
Legion.org. How many members of the American Legion?
We have roughly 2.7 million members.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, what is the American Legion doing for veterans these days?
Well, the list just goes on and on. We were charged by Congress in 1919, incorporated by Congress, to provide service to veterans and their families, and then use that military know-how to give back to the communities. One thing I'd like to mention is that we have been around 2.7 million since the late 1940s, which is a pretty remarkable achievement for any nonprofit membership organization.
Absolutely.
And we're growing. It's an exciting time for us in the American Legion. We have numerous outreach programs with our veterans, health care issues, with family support, and with ongoing programs with our National Guard, Reserve, and active duty as they fight this war. We were very involved. We promoted, perpetuated, and pushed through the GI Bill of Rights, which gave us veterans job preference and also GI eligibility for home loans, and also the GI Montgomery Education Bill. And we continue fighting on Capitol Hill and at state government level to provide for our veterans and their families. So the work is never ending. We look at it as a calling, as a fellowship of veterans, and we're happy to be part of that.
Well, tell us about some of the specific programs that you got that are directly benefiting veterans.
Well, some of the specific programs that we have, again, we go back to speaking out on Capitol Hill. Yesterday, you may have heard about Congressman Steve Bowyer's efforts to, he's chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, to eliminate annual congressional hearings for veteran service organizations. Now, we do take offense to this because that is the one time of the year where we get in, along with the other service organizations such as the VFW, AMVETS, DAV, Purple Heart, and that's where we have access for our inputs to the Congress on the VA budget, our recommendations for VA health care, and other VA issues. That has been eliminated, and that was our direct line to get information in. And our national commander, Tom Bach, said he was extremely disappointed in Chairman Bowyer's latest effort to ignore the veterans service organizations on this effort. And he did call Chairman Bowyer. And, you know, we fail to see the understand the logic behind denying veterans service organizations their voice before these committees. Now, these committees are charged with ensuring the care and well-being of America's veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So why are they eliminating it? What we are doing is we're educating the masses, if I can use that term. We are educating our veterans. Call your congressmen, call your senators, and let them know how you feel about this. We've had several barriers to success in helping our veterans. We've overcome these by doing this type of thing and by making our voice heard and going public. And we'll continue to do so.
What about the American Legacy Scholarships and some of these other programs that you guys are offering?
Well, those are just an example of what I'm talking about, is helping our veterans. The American Legacy Scholarship Program was set up. Any soldier, sailor, marine, Coast Guardsman, airman who's died, God forbid, since 9/11, we would like to help their children. It's something that we owe them, and it's in a form of scholarships. So what we are doing is we have fundraisers going on, and there's a way that they can go to our website, and if they happen to have had a father or mother who's passed away in combat in the line of duty since 9/11, and they can register and this sort of thing. Education is going to be very expensive by the time these youngins are up there, 18, 19, 20 years old.
So they can go to Legion. They can go to Legion.org and find out how to plug into that?
Yes, sir, they can.
Okay.
And that's something that we need all the help we can in the world, letting people know that's out there for them.
Right.
The Family Support Network is another program that we implemented back in Desert Storm. And although it's for all active duty members, the National Guard and Reserves is really kind of tailored for them. As you may know, a lot of the Guard and Reserves sometimes have to take a cut in pay. They may be making six figures and they go on, you know,
absolutely,
stripes and go over and serve.
Happens all the time.
It happens all the time, and just plus the other hardships that go. It seems like it's Murphy's Law whenever you're deployed. Any of us that wore a uniform and they get that call in the middle of the night, got to get on a plane.
It's always at the wrong. Seems like it's the wrong time, doesn't it?
It does, and that's when the wash and dry go out, the baby gets sick, and all this good stuff. So with our program, they can contact us at National Headquarters on our website, our numbers that we have. They can go to local American Legion posts, and here's how it works. Very simple. It may be something like they need some help mowing the grass or replacing the storm windows or the hot water heater goes out. And they need emotional support, somebody they can talk to. Many of our Guard and Reserve do not live near a military base.
Right.
That's one of the transition things that people seem to overlook with the.
So your organization, this organization helps these people with that.
Think of the American Legion post as an extension of that military base where they can go to just for moral support.
And they can find out the phone numbers and how that works at Legion.org, right?
That's correct.
Hey,
that is
Wade, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for helping us celebrate veterans. Thank you for all that you guys do for veterans. And we'll see you next time.
thank you so much for having us.
Wade Hepsi, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, he's with the American Legion. I will be right back with a new friend, Justin Minkus, right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.